state dance tournament coverage brought to you on Q92 by United Prairie Insurance Agency, Black Pearl Corn and Soybean Growers, Egg Processing Incorporated, American Surplus of Montevideo, B. Johnson Electric, Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Prairie Brand Seeds, Tenson Marine of Raymond, Jenny O. Turkey Store, Madison Bottling Company, Larry's Refrigeration and Heating, Brian Tebben Farm Bureau Insurance, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Hanson and Dole Funeral Home, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Chad Kranz, Mama's Brick Oven Pizza, Madison Optical. State dance coverage brought to you by Ludvigson Tiling, Erickson Chevrolet, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Fernald's Crop Insurance, Johnson Memorial Health Services, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Greg Thole Electric in Madison, Chippewa County Montevideo Hospital, The Wold Agency. State dance coverage brought to you by Dean Martinson, Pioneer Seeds, Warren Triggerstead, Pioneer Seeds, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Chival Mutual, Mitch Gertis Appleton, Mattress Barn in Marshall, Heartland Motors, Morris, and Zarbach Memorials in Madison. Thanks for joining us for State Dance Line coverage right here on Q92.
Welcome back to Target Center, everyone. Paul Ramel here for Q92 Sports, covering the state dance tournament here in Minneapolis. Jazz is today and High Kick tomorrow. And we've been visiting with alumni, and we have some more alumni joining us here in the press box. Kylie Schulke.
Yes.
Hi, how are you, Kylie?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Nice to see you again.
Yes, it's always fun to be down at the state dance tournament, and it's great having... Yep. Another finals appearance from the Shadows.
Yeah, go Shadows, right?
Yeah.
And hopefully they can bring home some hardware.
Oh, if they dance the way that they did in prelims, they for sure will be bringing home hardware. So I'm excited.
Good. Well, I asked Kylie to come along, and then she brings a college friend, and Kelly, right?
Yes, Kelly.
And Kelly is a dancer as well. Who did you dance for, Kelly?
I danced for the Fridley Dance Team for 6 years.
All right. And now you judge, you told me.
I do. I've been a judge for the past 3 years.
All right. How do you like judging?
I love judging. You know, you kind of... When you get started, you know if you have a knack for it or not, and luckily I've been doing really well, so it's been fun.
Okay. Kylie, why don't you tell our listeners what you've been doing?
Well, I am currently at college, and that's why Kelly's with us, and...
Girls' weekend out the bed, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Actually, one of my good friends is coaching for Edina, and they just made finals in jazz, and they're dancing six, just like we are, so it's kind of fun. Yeah, it's going to be the lucky number today, hopefully.
Good. And where you go to school, both of you?
University of St. Thomas.
Oh, all right. Good.
So we got a good dance team, too, that did pretty well at Nationals this year. So
okay.
Big dance, little
big dance community. Yeah.
All right, Kylie, you're a former Shadow. Talk a little bit about your experience and what some of these girls are feeling right now.
Oh, my goodness. It's honestly a whirlwind of emotions. It's everything from excited to, oh my goodness, why do I do this, to just the feeling when you're done and you gave it your all. And it's honestly one of the best feelings ever. One of my favorite memories actually comes from this floor. It was our second year only doing jazz, and we got announced for finals, which we were not expecting. So it's just anything can happen down here, and I think that's why it's so fun and so unpredictable.
Yep, that's right. Kelly, you danced at Philly. Did you make it to state at all?
We did. I was on the team for a total of 6 years. We made it 5 out of the 6 years.
Oh, wow.
We never made finals, but we always were so lucky to end our season at the state tournament. It's always so much fun.
Yeah, the dance has really, every year it seems to get better and better and growing in attendance. I think last year they put up on the Jumbotron, 18,000 people were here.
Yeah, that's awesome. And we love the coverage, and we love how everyone is starting to see us as more of a sport. We don't want to get into that, but
hey, I blogged about that 2 weeks ago.
Oh, I love it.
You bet. Did you see that?
I did. Yep. I did.
My daughter was a Shadow, and when they first started, and my daughter—it was actually the very first time the Shadows made it to state. My daughter was on that team. She was a freshman then, and I saw firsthand how hard she works. I drove her out to school at 5:30 in the morning for practice when she was a freshman.
Yeah, it's crazy the time that goes into it.
And she absolutely loved it. And it's not just about dance. It's about building character and bonding with some of your teammates, right, Kelly?
Definitely. Oh, for sure, yeah.
Yeah. How about you, Kylie?
For sure.
You have longtime friends?
Oh, for sure. So my two littles, they're not very little anymore. Aaliyah and Josie, they actually danced with me, and they're still dancing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so they danced with me when they were in 7th grade, and now they're on the floor, so it's kind of fun. I still get to live through them a little bit.
Yeah. And they're still young.
They are. Awesome. I know. I get to live through them for a few more years, and I will.
Yeah. Kelly, you said you judge. Tell us a little bit about the judging. Is it difficult to do, or just the experience of it? And what do judges look for?
It can be difficult at first, especially when you're as young. Like, I started right after I graduated high school, I started judging. But eventually you do get used to it. You get into a kind of a routine when you're up in the stands and you have the score sheet in front of you. You know, you have those 10 categories that you look for in each routine, and you kind of take notes while you're watching each dance, and some teams really stick out to you and some don't. So,
what do you look for the most, would you say?
I don't know if she can tell you her secret. No, I'm just kidding.
I mean, that's kind of a loaded question. Like,
okay.
you try to look for everything.
Like technique?
Technique for sure. Uh-huh. That's like the basis. And like, also, like, if the girls are just having fun, like, are they enjoying? Do they look like they want to be there?
Oh, yeah. Good
you know?
Point.
Yeah. Yep. And that's another thing in finals. Like, it's that those teams' last runs of the season. Like,
right.
If they're having fun, that's going to help them a lot.
Right. And Kylie always looked like she was having fun.
Oh, that's it.
Oh, it's the best time of my life.
What, do you remember some of your routines, Kylie?
Oh, for sure. If I had the opportunity to get out there, I for sure would be dancing a few of my routines. I still remember our kick sets, and it's funny, our JVs are actually taking on some of our old routines now that you can reuse music,
oh,
and
yeah.
They'll be doing the kick sets, and I'll be singing them along while they're dancing. So you spend so much time, and so much time goes into this that you don't really realize. You only see this short 2.5-3 minute routine, so it's crazy how much time just goes into
yep.
that short
right.
amount.
What were some of the themes in high kick? Do you remember what your themes were?
Yeah, my seventh grade year, we had our back for more year. We had
back for what?
Back for more. That was our cowboy. Little,
oh, the cowboy hat.
Yes,
I remember that one.
Yep, that was my first year. We ended up.
I still have that song stuck in my head.
Oh.
Now that you mention it.
Yep, it's it was right when the Miley Cyrus thing was coming out. So like, we had a little mix of her in there. It was awesome. We had a rock theme. Oh goodness, let's see. Then we had. The
jazz, you did some jazz too?
Yep.
You remember those?
Yeah, yeah. We did Rumor Had It the year that we made it down here.
Okay.
There's so many themes that we've done, and just like looking back on it all, it's so crazy how fast time goes, and it's just awesome to see like all the new themes that you would have never thought of a few years ago,
right.
and now
yeah.
they're huge.
Yeah, it's yep. crazy to see what themes these days
okay.
can come up with. Like, that's when you think all the themes are done. Like,
yeah. They always pull out something new and fun.
I remember watching Edina's jazz theme. I go, then when they started, it was a wow factor. Whoa, that was a good move.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We always get to hear our friend, her name's Ava. We always get to hear her talking about the Edina girls and mm-hmm. all the fun, quirky
yep.
things that happen at practice. So it's really fun to be down here and
right.
get to see what she's talking about
yeah.
and the moves that she's talking about.
Yeah.
All right, Kelly, you remember your routines at Fridley?
I do.
What were they?
So my first year that we made it to state, we did a drive routine. So it was a whole bunch of, like, mix of, like, cars and stuff.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was super fun. It was super memorable because our team had never made it to state before. And to be part of that team was just, I still think about it to this day.
Yep.
It's amazing.
Yep.
We did a supermodel theme one year, which was...
Supermodel?
Yeah,
wow.
yeah. We had pink costumes. Like, it was so much fun. It was such a fun routine. My senior year, we did a royalty queen theme.
Okay.
I had a solo at the end that I feel like to brag
about. I'm kidding. Good. Well, hey, thanks for coming and joining me in the press box here. And
oh, yeah, not a problem.
Yeah.
It's always fun, and we're looking forward to watching all the single, double, and triple-A teams,
oh, yeah.
and we'll be back here tomorrow.
Yeah. So. Well, feel free to come down anytime, now that you're used to being on the radio, right? Thanks,
well,
Kylie.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's Kylie Schulke, and... Kelly Swanson.
Yes, thank you so much for having us.
You bet. And with that, we'll turn it back to you at the studio, and we will be on the air just before Jazz Class A Jazz Finals start here on Q92.